Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, hello there, and welcome, Joe Gigante, Regular Joe with you, hour number 3. Of the Regular Joe Show. My goodness, time does fly. When you're having a good time, we have some good news to share. And look, I have a good time, not because the news is all good, but because we're together solving the problems. Now, I pointed out, and as I have been the whole show, this is never misunderstand this to be some kind of a free pass. Oh, well, can't pull Mike Johnson. Well, there's nothing we can do about it anyway. If you believe that, you are part of the problem. If it's true, then why are we doing anything? Then we're engaging in nothing more than political theater where we're the rubes. Like, there's no point in it. I don't believe it. I do believe we can save our country. I do believe we can turn things around. I do believe, most importantly, that it's our obligation to do everything we can, not for us, but for our posterity, to honor those men and women who laid their lives down, gave all that we could be here today. And if we don't, then again, we become part of the problem. We'll get into all that. Plus, this call for unity, what does it mean? It's 7 minutes after the hour, which means on the leftist coast in Seattle, 8.07 a.m. In Beijing, China, 11.07 p.m. In Qatar, 6.07 p.m. And on the Ivory Coast, 3.07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast hour to ensure that one can't possibly say they were unaware of the reality of the depravity, illegality, immorality, and just general ickiness that is the Biden crime family. Those just a few examples of the multitude of places that they DBA do business as the Biden crime family, trading influence for money at your and my expense. Well, hello, welcome. Hour number 3, the final hour in today's show. So much to get into, but we will get into it and try to make some sense out of the nonsense. Going to get right into the good news, by the way. You can weigh in, 888-737-1737, 888-737-1737. Our certified memer, Greg, sent a meme in for Shannon. Happy birthday, Shannon. And like, looks like, remember Elvis 68, the big Elvis sign? Kind of done in those that style font. Looks very nice. That's very nice. And looking at some, we'll get to some of these comments as well. But first, some interesting good news. Now, this one out of Argentina. Now, you know, they have a new leader down there, President Javier Milei. He's been presiding over the nation's first quarterly surplus since 2008. Quote, zero deficit isn't just a marketing slogan for this government. It is a commandment, he said Monday in a speech. The fiscal surplus is the cornerstone from which we will build the new era of prosperity in Argentina. Milei is hoping that reducing spending will help curb the inflation as well. According to reports, the budget surplus in the first quarter is about 275 billion pesos, some $309 million at the official rate. It is the last stretch of a heroic effort, he said on Monday. We have already traveled more than half of the way. Now, again, I know there's a lot of people who don't like this guy. There's a lot of comparisons to Trump and other things. All I can tell you is this much, that he is certainly trying to keep his word, working hard to try to turn around his country. And if he's successful, that's a great thing. One less country begging the United States to fund all of its shenanigans. And by the way, he's right. It is the road to success. A balanced budget with a surplus, spending less than they bring in, opens up prosperity like few other things other than cutting taxes, getting the inflation rate under control. This next story, pretty amazing. I mean, I'm no doctor, and I'm very careful I'm not in on every modern concept and procedure, what people want to do nowadays, because I think there's a lot of Frankensteinian science going on. But this one is pretty darn cool. It's especially cool if you're a 54-year-old mother, or grandmother, rather, in New Jersey, about 20 miles southeast of Trenton, and you're about to die. You're on death's doorstep. They really don't have anything that will work that can help you. She was suffering from heart failure. She was in desperate need of a kidney transplant, but antibodies in her tissue made finding a match almost impossible. The heart failure, because she was on dialysis, doctors hesitated to implant a heart pump known as a left ventricular assistant device because of the high mortality rates for dialysis patients undergoing those kind of procedures. Now, for those not familiar, if you suffer from severe diabetes, it can lead to needing dialysis due to kidney failure. Kidney failure under itself leads to dialysis. It doesn't have to be a diabetic. But that is a lot of times, that is the course, is that severe diabetes, untreated, uncontrolled diabetes, will lead to kidney failure. Kidney failure will lead to dialysis. Dialysis, while it will keep you alive, the longer you're on dialysis, the more likely you are to have a stroke or a brain issue that could take your life. Or, of course, it can create some other difficulties, like, you know, for instance, heart failure. Seeing that there's hardly any options, Pisano received a message of hope from a Dr. Robert Montgomery, the director of the New York University Langone Transplant Institute. The team offered to perform two separate procedures that, if successful, would buy her some time, at least buy her some time, with her loved ones. She agreed. The first surgery took place on April 4th, involved implanting that LVAD device. 8 days later, medical teams then transplanted a kidney into her body. Now, wait a minute ago, I just told you that it's like near impossible because of her antibodies. Well, because it was a pig kidney. Doctors have been able to work with these pig kidneys and to adjust them so that they will be more agreeable to the human body. Last year, two men received heart transplants from pigs at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. That, unfortunately, did not go as well. The good news here is that she's not only alive, but improving after undergoing this experimental transplant surgery from what they call a genetically modified pig. I mean, look, it's pretty, again, when we take the time, I don't know all the ins and outs, I can't be quoted on that, but when we take time to actually use our vast knowledge and our know-how and our determination to actually create things that help people, not hold them down, not subjugate them. It's kind of amazing what we can do. We cured polio. It was the last thing we actually cured in this world in a meaningful way. Think about that. Did we suddenly get stupid? Did we suddenly no longer have the scientific method to test things? I mean, most of you understand there's too much money to be made in not healing people. So that's part of the issue. I just thought it was a very neat story. I hope it goes well for her. We will see and keep an eye out. But, I mean, it is an interesting thing. Now, with all these protests going on all over the place, you might wonder, where's the FBI in all this? Because, after all, we know they were there on January 6th. Well, Christopher Wray said they don't monitor protests. I call total BS. Of course they do. But they're not getting involved because they're mostly peaceful and they only get involved if there's violence. Well, how would they know in advance, right? I mean, you know, it's the whole point of the monitoring. One piece out of CatholicVote.org, I just love the headline. Too busy monitoring Catholics. Reactions to FBI director's comments about protests pouring in to their news department. It's, again, a fanciful lie from a regime that doesn't feel they need to be held accountable to the rule of law. And unfortunately, it seems to me that there's too many Republicans that think, well, yeah, we really can't do anything about it. Let's just ride out these next 194 days. Well, here's my big concern. I started getting into this. If that is the case, what reason do we believe that if Joe Biden is unwilling to enforce a law that he would sign into law, then what makes you think that they won't rig the elections? Pause again. I'm asking if you want people, because they talk about, oh, you don't want to do things that make people not want to be involved and not get involved and do things. Well, if you're telling me that the rule of law doesn't matter and there's nothing that the Republicans can do because of just the way things are being run right now, which is what he said, by the way. It's exactly what he said. Then why in the world would we think that's going to change suddenly? I'm just asking. I mean, I think it's a fair question. This is what he said. By the way, I keep saying pause. Well, that's because Joe Biden was doing a rally yesterday. It was like a couple dozen people. It's not really a rally, but whatever. What do they call them there? We have rallies on our side. I don't know what they would call them. Either way, here's Joe Biden yesterday struggling with the teleprompter and losing once again when it comes to the question of just read what's written, just not the part in parentheses.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
And he says pause again. Play it again. He says pause twice. Listen closely over the chant.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
And then he says, it's faint in the background. But here's the deal. This is the guy sharp as a tack, more energy than the kids can keep up with, is what we've been told a number of times now, but all behind the scenes. But when he gets out there in front of a camera with a teleprompter, and this isn't the first time he's done it, he reads all of it, including the quiet part that you're not supposed to read. The prompts, which they obviously had people ready to start the chant. Thank God for him. But he says, imagine what we can do in four more years. Pause. I wonder if they had like dashes or something, because the way he pronounced pause was so bizarre. But yes, Joe Biden, sharp as a tack as always. And there he is again telling you, I've got this under control. Nobody has done more for this country than me. Pause. But losing continues. That wasn't all. He said this twice this week. He said it before. He wants you to know you have a choice. You want to choose freedom over democracy? Let's just go with a dictatorship.
We're ready to move forward, not back. Are you ready to choose unity over division, dignity over hate, truth over lies? Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy?
No, so again, Yes, keep telling me, keep doing the split screen, keep saying how wonderful he does. Now, one last quick piece. We'll hit the break, and I want to get back to talk about this article. You might wonder where he started. What was his catalyst to getting into politics? Well, you know, he was a poor Southern black boy, just like in the movie The Jerk, or something like that. Here he's in Cut 11. Tell another tall tale.
The world's looking, and they're looking to see how we handle ourselves in this election. Not just in whether we win or not, but how we handle ourselves. And one of the things that, you know, for me, I got involved when I was a kid in electoral politics out of the civil rights movement. And it all got down to one person at a time. I mean it sincerely. The organizer, my state, to its great shame, was segregated by law. That's why I got involved as a kid when I got out of high school and into college.
So he was in the civil rights movement, another one of his lies, as a child, and he got into electoral politics. Now, here's the reality. When he got into electoral politics, he proudly hung out with some of the most infamous segregationists in modern history. That's the reality of who Joe Biden is.
The Regular Joe Show.